This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we are back at 7:37. MTA making some news. Part of our spotlight segment this morning. And as always, all to give us the information regarding what's happening in and around our rail story is the fine MTA representative in Suffolk County. He's also the president and CEO of the Long Island Builders Institute. Does a great job in both categories. Mitch Pally, his name. I haven't spoke to him in a while. Always like to pester him a little bit here and there. And
good morning.
Always great to hear from you, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Third rail, nearly $2 billion. We're ready for approval and getting to work on this, huh?
That's correct. The MTA board passed the contract for the contractors yesterday, so we are full speed ahead. They hope to start work in the spring. There's already preliminary work being done, obviously, along the segment, along the corridor. So we are full speed ahead, absolutely.
Mitch, I know there's been a lot of back and forth on this, and you know, I don't think ever this was going to be a full derailment of this project, but certainly, you know, getting dollars placed and approval, I mean, it took a lot to kind of get this into place, right?
Well, it had a lot of, obviously, there were a lot of conversations. You also wanted to make sure the contractors understood the need of the local communities. A lot of that is written into the contract itself. Then, of course, we needed to get enough votes at the MTA board, and we managed to do that. It was almost unanimous. One member abstained because of some concerns on other things, but that's their right to do so. But in the end, we're able to get everybody, including all the members from the city, to vote yes, because we showed them how important this project was, not just to Long Island, but to New York City also, because of the economic benefit of reverse commuting for their citizens to come out here to jobs on Long Island. So in the end, it all worked out, and I'm glad it happened. It's a great Christmas present for the commuters of Long Island.
No question about it. We're talking Mitch Pally. We're talking about the third rail. It's a $1.9 billion project approval. A lot to get in place to get this thing done. So in essence, Mitchell, if you can explain to the audience exactly the benefits when all said and done, and this thing is going to be pretty much, you know, worked on, and what is it, a 10-year situation?
No, it's going to be done in 4 years.
4 years, okay.
In 4 years it will be done, 2022. It will be done at the same time Eastside Access is done. By then, second track between Farmingdale and Ronkonkoma, which, as you know, is already under construction, will be finished. Yep. And when all three of those projects are done, the Long Island Railroad will be able to run about 40 to 50% more trains than it does now in peak hour both ways. So it will provide more reliability. It is also going to provide, obviously, more safety, because we are eliminating seven grade crossings throughout the corridor, and provide opportunities for people to go both ways. So it is as I said, it's a great project, and it will bring the Long Island Railroad, at least from it's the first major track improvement on the railroad in many, many years.
It really is. I mean, that's exciting. You know, 4 years. I don't know why I thought it was much longer. Maybe I'm thinking of you know, the East Side tunnels, I know, have been in place for so long, so I'm kind of counting that down a little bit. But, boy, I tell you, to have both of them culminating at the same time, I mean, you're talking about a transportation extraordinary situation coming into play in year 2022.
Oh, there's no question, because we'll be able to run more trains, and it affects not just the main line. It also affects, of course, the Port Jefferson-Huntington line. It affects the Oyster Bay line. It affects the Hempstead line, because they all correlate in that area. And then you'll be able to go from Long Island either to Penn Station or Grand Central on a one-seat ride. So it is a major, major achievement for the island.
It's Talking with Mitch Pally, of course, MTA board rep for Suffolk. Mitchell, give me your assessment. There's been a lot of changes with the railroad, you know, the antiquated system repairs and everything else. Give us up to speed as far as what's happening with those repairs. And exactly, you know, we haven't heard a lot of major problems with the LIRR. You know, it's interesting. Whenever the LIRR and PSEG Long Island is not in the news, you know that things are running somewhat smoothly these days.
Well, I kid my friends at LIPA that I always like to see them on the front page of Newsday because that means the railroad is not. No, we have made significant improvements. Obviously, there were significant improvements made at Penn Station by Amtrak. You know, Penn Station is owned by Amtrak, not by the railroad. We are a tenant there. They made improvements over the summer. They will make improvements again starting in January. Last week, the railroad announced the changes in some of the trains that will be necessary. There are about a small number of trains that are going to be modified during the peak hours to allow for usage of Penn Station by the railroad, even while Amtrak is making these modifications. So we're hopeful that what happens in the spring will be as uneventful as what happened in the summer. And if happens, then I think we all can have a great sigh of relief and continue to commute to New York City in a productive manner.
No doubt, you know, it's an excellent point. You know, forget the summer of hell, so-called, as that dubbed by the governor, and who knows, you know, right. The winter, as far as what's to come in January. What made it so good during the summer? Now, I took several trips, and I had no problems. Many of my friends who commute on a daily basis, zero problems. They actually thought it was running better than regular type
right.
stuff. What was the magic?
We did a lot of different things. Obviously, some people transferred to other modes, whether it was the buses or the ferries. A number of people found Atlantic Terminal in Brooklyn as an alternate, especially those people who went up downtown. Atlantic Terminal was a meaningful alternative for them, so a number of people went there. The railroad also instituted a number of other programs on communication, on having equipment stationed at different places so that if there was a problem, we could get to it very, very quickly. We coordinated, obviously, very well with Amtrak and New Jersey Transit on the in and outs of Penn Station. And all of those things, other than the ferries and the buses, which we don't think are necessary, are going to be continued into 2018. So we're very hopeful that the efficiency of the summer will continue into 2018 because of the many new programs we are instituting.
No question about it. We are talking with Mitch Pally. The good fortune continues as far as, you know, getting everything done in fine fashion without some of these major interruptions that a lot of people had speculated would come about. Not the case. Give me your assessment, Mitch. Well, you got Helena Williams, who's now heading over into Nassau County. She did a fine job with the railroad, I thought.
Yes.
With stabilization there. What's that going to mean, and what do you think of Helena?
Well, Helena is obviously one of the most productive government officials ever, both in her former job as president of the Long Island Railroad and even before that when she worked for County Executive Tom Suozzi during his administration. So that choice, in fact, I saw County Executive-elect Laura Curran last night, and I congratulated her on the selection. I've communicated with Helena, and we look forward to a great working relationship. Helena obviously knows the ins and outs of the railroad, and the ability of Nassau County to interact with the railroad is only going to be benefited by her appointment. So we think it's a great opportunity for the railroad and Nassau County to do some new things together that we have not been able to do in the past.
No question about it. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm very impressed. Always have been with Joe Loda. You know, he has always had a firm hand, and you know he's a no-nonsense guy. And I just felt, Mitch, I don't know if you do, when he took those reins, you know, you knew things certainly stabilized in a big way.
Well, the chairman is a great person. He's a great mass transit person. He's a great New Yorker. And by New Yorker, I just don't mean New York City. He understands the needs of Long Island. He was born on Long Island and worked out here many years. And he and I have a great working relationship. He was tremendously helpful in getting the third track funding project through and has been very supportive of many of the other Long Island Railroad initiatives. So we have a great working relationship, and I can always count on him when we need him to promote the benefits of Long Island. You know, it's always a great opportunity to work with him.
Mitch, one of our listeners texted us, and I haven't heard about this, but maybe you can enlighten us a little bit about train service on the East End. There was a move to create, you know, kind of an East End Transportation Authority. I think it was called the Volpe Study, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And it was done by the United States Department of Transportation. I believe kind of all kicked in University of Massachusetts Amherst. Could you give us any enlightenment regarding this stuff?
Yeah, we have been meeting with many of the officials on the East End, especially Assemblyman Fred Thiel and Senator Ken LaValle and the town officials. We have already expanded our service on the East End. We did that in the summer. We're working very closely with them on a new shuttle service on the South Fork. In fact, they met yesterday on that, and we're hopeful that we will be able to implement that in the spring to add additional service, especially during the peak hours, so people can use the train to get to and from work. The towns will be providing the necessary bus service to get people from the train station to their place of employment. So we are very hopeful, working with the towns and the elected officials, especially on the South Fork, that we will be able to be a much better provider of peak hour service on the East End. And we've already increased our service to Greenport on the North Fork. So we are very, very much in tune with making sure that all parts of Suffolk County get the service they deserve.
You know, that's a great idea. It really is. I mean, I think it's fantastic because, you know, there's been so much made about peak trains and Montauk and summer season and everything else, but to really kind of consolidate into that area, you guys are going to have more of a pinpoint view as far as the likes of the East End.
Well, that's the purpose of meeting with the elected officials out there from the town and the county and the state. We needed to know what they needed, what they thought could be beneficial for their commuters. We then took that information. As I said, have already implemented a good portion of it. The last piece is the shuttle service, additional peak hour service on the East End. And as I said, we're very hopeful we will be able to do that in the spring.
It's great stuff. You know, a couple of men, we're talking with Mitch Pally, MTA board rep here, Suffolk County. Does a great job, president and CEO, LIBI, Long Island Builders Institute. We're going to have Ed Romaine in a couple of minutes. You know, with Ed, he brings up the electrification and Yaphank, Mitch. What is the latest there? You know, that's a station. I tell you, if that could be turned on, and we know it's an expensive project, that's also going to provide some wonderful access, no?
Well, we are. You know, the railroad is already engaged in a study of how to make that work and where to relocate the Yaphank station, because we want to make Yaphank an alternative to Ronkonkoma for people on the East End. For that, we need to do a couple of things. We need to electrify the Yaphank so you get a one-seat ride. We need to increase the parking and build a new station there, which will also provide access to Brookhaven National Lab. So we've worked very closely with Supervisor Romaine and the other elected officials, County Executive Ballone, on that. I am very, very hopeful that the funding for the electrification and the relocation of the station will be in the next MTA capital plan, the 20 to 24 plan. That is our goal at the moment.
That's fantastic. Boy, you talk about an alternative as far as Ronkonkoma. Now you're talking some major things here.
That's the point. You know, a lot of people from the East End go to Ronkonkoma because Ronkonkoma is the end of the electrified line, and we understand that. But we need to find an alternative there. The parking, obviously, issue. There's going to be a new major new development, as you know, that's already started on the north side of the station. The county has an RFP for redevelopment on the south side, the Islip side. So there is going to be a lot more opportunities in Ronkonkoma, and we want to give people from the East End and the South Shore the opportunity to go to Yaphank or Medford instead. But to do that, we need to make infrastructure improvements there, and we're hopeful we can get the funding for that in the next capital plan.
You know, one thing, I just want to go back to that Volpe study. As far as the MTA and then creating this so-called separate transportation authority, is it going to be an affiliation of the MTA, Mitch, or is it a complete split, two separate entities? How is that going to kind of pan out?
No, it is. It's neither. Long Island Railroad, it will just be an expansion of our current service. So there's no change in governance, no change in jurisdiction. Just
I think that was the key there, yeah.
Provided by the railroad.
Gotcha. Wasn't sure about the jurisdiction of it all, but I'm glad you cleared that up.
We are. We will continue to operate it.
There you go. And one thing regarding the third rail. Now, listen, you know, it's a capital plan that's funded through, I guess, a contribution of the MTA state New York City dollars, correct? So many of them borrowed. So in essence,
well, the capital plan is funded from a variety of sources that we use to back the bonds that we sell for it. So it's a variety of different sources, some of which come from Long Island residents and commuters, some come from the taxpayers, some come from New York State, some come from those who go over the Throgs Neck Bridge and the Whitestone Bridge and the other bridges and tunnels that MTA operates. So it's an amalgam of a variety of sources.
There you go. One last thing. With all this being said and things are going good, you know, I guess people always wait for that next shoe to drop. Give me an idea as far as the rates. People are always concerned about rate hikes. You and I spoke about a recent one a few months ago. What do people have to kind of look at months ahead? Obviously, a lot of dollars, a lot of projects in place. Things are getting improved. We get it. Sometimes, you know, they pull the old, you know what, we got to raise them. Give me an idea about holding these rates.
Well, the next scheduled fare increase is scheduled for March of 2019. I have indicated, as I did yesterday, when we approved the 2018 MTA budget and the four-year plan going out further, that I believe it is time for the state legislature and the governor to reevaluate and reconsider the 2009 MTA agreement, which required these fare hikes every 2 years. I don't think it's tenable anymore. I think our commuters have paid their fair share. So I'm hopeful that during the 2018 state legislative session, we will be able to find alternative funding sources so that that fare increase will not go into effect. But that's going to be up to our partners, the state legislature and the governor, and then we'll see how that plays its way out.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed. So far, I got to tell you, all the years you and I have spoken, this, not to put the whammy on things, and it's Christmas season, but I got to tell you, it's a heck of a present you guys are delivering. Good service and everything else, outside of some leaves on the rails, some lack of cars, some slippery conditions that can't be helped. Things are going in a positive way, Mitch.
Well, that's a testament to the dedication of all of our employees at the railroad, all of our union members, all of our administrative people. They understood what needed to be done and are making it happen. And you know, we're very hopeful. We will stay off the front page because the longer we do, the better the service will be.
That's right. Just keep PSEG Long Island on that front page, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, thanks for a couple. Great holiday coming up for you. How's that?
Thank you very much. Same to you and all the listeners. A very, very happy holiday season.